السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشكرون. ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers and sisters, listening at the madrasa and those listening over receivers, you may be thinking that I'm going to give you a tafsir of this ayat, but there is no intention of going into any tafsir of these beautiful verses that give a believer so much of consolation, so much of sukoon, so much of tranquility it brings. If the person ponders and reflects over the meaning of these verses and then implements in his life the teachings of the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Human beings in this world are not like some kind of a rock. Look at the Taj Mahal, it is standing there, hundreds of years gone by. Like that, there are many, many rocks. The waves of the ocean, they lash at those rocks for thousands of years, and those rocks are still standing. No damage to the rock. Yes, in steadfastness, the Muslim should be like the rock. But like that, when it comes to the human being's life, then he cannot be like the rock that doesn't take any effect from anything. Neither does summer affect it, nor winter affects it, nor some autumn or spring, nothing affects it. Neither does the wind affect it, nor does the rain affect it, nor do storms affect it. Nothing, it doesn't take effect from anything. So in steadfastness on deen and iman, a person has to be like the rock, that the environment must not affect the person's iman. When we are discussing Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab, in the Monday night bayan, get the tape and listen to it, those who may not have been here. It will give you a lot of hope, inshallah. So when we are discussing about the hearts going crooked, we mentioned that sometimes a person can be doing certain amal, certain actions, certain deeds for a period of time. He may be making his namaz, keeping his fast, giving zakat, making hajj, making zikrullah, making tilawat of the Quran Sharif. And then suddenly some pretty face and the person is gone for a ride. Everything is lost. How many letters we get of that kind? So these hearts, they take effect. They can go crooked. Therefore we ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala not to allow our hearts. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana. O Allah, after you have given us guidance and hidayat, then don't allow these hearts of ours to go astray, to become crooked. I'm just giving you the meaning. because the hearts will take effect. So the human being's heart is like the tree. It's not like the rock. It's like the tree which takes effect. In spring, suddenly you will see all the flowers blooming and the fragrance from those flowers sometimes permeating the whole atmosphere. You will see the leaves are very, very green. Everything is lush and beautiful in the gardens because it is spring. Everybody says spring now. Look at the beautiful colors of the flowers. Everything is in full bloom. The nightingale also is singing away in the praises of those flowers and the fragrances. But we know that it will take effect. After spring will come summer. Summer will have a different effect on those leaves and on those flowers. Then will come autumn. Again it will have another effect on you. Leaves will begin to fall. And by winter sometimes, some places if you go to see, those trees which one time were filled with beautiful branches of green leaves and beautiful flowers and beautiful fragrances emanating from them, then when you see them, they are so barren that if you have to see a whole forest of them, which at one time was so beautiful, but it seems like there's nothing left there. It's all barren. Then just one rain comes and again they spring to life. Just one rain and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives them a new life. So the human being is like that he takes effect from everything that is around him. There will be sometimes days of happiness. There will be sometimes days of sorrow and grief. There will be sometimes days of good health and sometimes days of weakness and sickness. There will be sometimes richness and sometimes poverty. There will be sometimes children who will be coolness of the eyes and they will be pleasing to the parents and they will become sadqa jariya for the parents. And sometimes one amongst them, Allah Ta'ala forbid, or more amongst them, suddenly go onto a track which causes such grief to the parents, that all the happiness is gone. Those beautiful flowers that are on those trees which we were admiring, but when autumn and winter came and everything went, and so that is just like how sometimes those beloved children, a person has some beloved child and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala takes away that child. Sometimes the beloved wife and she's gone, good, fit, healthy, and suddenly she's gone. Or she may be a companion for a very, very long time of a person, very faithful, very loyal, but suddenly she's gone. Or sometimes it may be the parents of the person, very beloved and very dear to the person, who really cared and took care of the person, showed so much of compassion, so much of love and so much of kindness. Those parents gave education to their child, gave clothing, gave shelter, provided the child with all his needs, and not only needs but lots of luxuries. And suddenly in the midst of all that, the parents are gone, accident and all gone. So that is like the sudden change that has come. So that person can't say, I will still be like a rock. The rock will take no effect. But this person is a human being. He's got a heart. And the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if it can take an effect from the loss of his son, Hazrat Ibrahim. Ya Ibrahim, inna bi firaqika la mahzunun. We are grieved at your loss, at your separation. Tears roll down his cheeks. So this is life, that sometimes it will be happiness and joy, rejoicing. As in another Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah's poetry, Jahan Shadi Aati, Wahin Ab Hai Matam. First there was wedding, marriages, feasting, happiness. Wahin Ab Hai Matam. Suddenly there's death in the family and that same place has become a place of matam and crying. And mourning and mourning. So that is the life of a human being on this earth. But those who are Allah walas, not people like us, those whose hearts are with Allah, then they truly believe that all decisions are made by Allah. And under whatever condition He wishes to keep us, then that is the best of all conditions. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will decide whether He wants to take us through the route of sabr or shukr. He will test, wala nabluwannakum lam ta'kid wa nun ta'kid saqila. Allah Ta'ala will test. He said, we will test you. There is a little bit of hope and fear. Some hunger, poverty. Some loss in wealth. Some loss in the fruits of what we term as production of factories and other things. Or some loss in health, whatever it is. Losses in different things of a little. Allah Ta'ala will send it as a test. But if we truly believe that He is our Allah, He is Hakim and Hakim. Hakim is that His law will prevail. His decision will prevail. He is the one who will command. He is the one who will decide, not we who will decide. We have been given willpower, we have been given the means which we have to adopt, being in a world of means. If a person is hungry, then he has to eat. If he is thirsty, he must drink. If he doesn't have clothes on his body, then he must wear clothes. If the person wants to go somewhere, he must make use of the transport. If he is sick, then he must take medication. But the decision in that medication, whether it's going to be beneficial or not, the decision whether that wealth will be of benefit or harm, the decision whether this person will see happiness or sadness and sorrow, all that is in the hands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That which route is now going to take this person. He can be the most pious person, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidul Anbiya, Tajdar-e Madina, Ahmad-e Mustafa, Muhammad-e Mustafa, Nabiyyo-me, Sharifo-me, Ashraf, Jamilo-me, Ajmal, Kamilo-me, Akmal, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Who could have been more closer to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala than him? But the greatest amount of tests came on him. But we can't see their hearts, their sukoon of their hearts are not disturbed like the kings of our times. There's turmoil, there's trouble in the land. So all those palaces are no more giving them any kind of comfort. Are the palaces of those kings giving them any comfort these days? Whether it's in Egypt or whether Tunisia or whether it's Libya or all these places, is all the oil wealth of the world giving them any kind of comfort? All the time we used to hear about Shaho ke Saropar. Shaho ke Saropar taaj gira se dard sa aksar rehta hai. Aur ahle wafa ke seeno mein ek noor ka darya behta hai. This you have heard so many times, and that time we used to just say that the crowns on the heads of the kings, they give them a lot of pain and headache. But they thought it was giving them a lot of happiness and joy. But when the revolution started, and when the protest started, and when they were toppled, then what happened? But this dawlat and this wealth and this oil wealth and these fortunes and this gold and silver and these diamonds and these pearls and these jewels which are in the hearts of Allah Wallahs, no revolution in the world can snatch it away. No revolution in the world can snatch it. That kingdom, that throne, that crown, it is in the heart. From the outside when we see a person who is shaheed, then we see his body is smashed, blood flowing, skull cracked, spears sometimes pierced into his body, or bullet wounds, or due to those bombs and blasts, we can't even find any trace of the person. That is what we see from the outside. But look at what status there is of that shaheed in the eye of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Look at Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala and his output condition, what it was. The ears are cut, nose cut, heart and liver removed. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam looks at it in tears. He said, if it had not been for my aunt Safiya, I would have left his body just like that. So he is Sayyidu Shuhada. So what I am saying and what I am getting across to you is that outward conditions will be different for everybody. The human beings are like those trees. They are not like the rocks. There will be sometime grief and sorrow, there will be sometime pain, sometime happiness, sometime rejoicing. Now under all these conditions to fulfill Allah Ta'ala's ahkam and to be happy and pleased with Allah Ta'ala's decision, that is some special thing that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives. It's a special ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala gives to those whom He is pleased with. It does not fall from the skies like that. It's a very special ni'mat. It comes into the heart. Raza bil qaza, to accept Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's decision as the best of all decisions. Person still making use of means and everything but within the heart and accepting. Because when we look at the ni'mats and the bounties that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us, and then we compare it with that little difficulty or hardship and pain and suffering, then we say, oh, Ya Allah, all our life you blessed us with so much, so much, so much. How can we complain? But we ask you, because we are extremely weak, that don't test us with difficulties and hardship and pain and suffering, because we are extremely weak. But we accept your will. Hazrat Luqman, his master, Hazrat Luqman was a slave, but his master dearly loved him because of his beautiful character. Many a times used to make him eat first and then eat. هذا من أعاجيب الزمن كان مملوكي فأضحى مالكي فهذا من أعاجيب الزمن. That's what happens sometimes. The person was a slave but he becomes a master. So here this master is once in the field there was a melon. And Hazrat Luqman used to look after that orchard of his. So he said, bring some melon. Then he brought some melon, then he cut some pieces. Then the master said, first you eat. He gave him another piece and another piece. And Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wa salam, with such happiness and such smile and such pleasure, he was eating it as it was the most delicious melon. And after that the master said, right, give me one piece now. And when he took the piece, it was so bitter that he couldn't even eat it. He said, oh Luqman, how were you eating all these pieces? And yet they were so bitter. But you never gave me the impression that it is so bitter. You gave the impression that they are very, very sweet. He said, oh my beloved master, that hand of yours from which I have tasted so much of sweetness and so much of sweet things, then even if I am given something bitter, then there is such sweetness in it that I cannot explain. Because it's coming from the hands of my beloved master. That was the gist of what he said. So this person also says, oh Allah, you gave me so much of sweetness in my life. From the time that I have been born up till now, how much of sweetness I have tasted in my life from your hands. My sight, my hearing, my speech, my heart, liver and lungs all functioning, my wealth, my property, my children, my home, my business. How much of sweetness Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave us. So if from that same Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala some condition comes which is outwardly little bitter, then the Allah Wallahs, they get a kind of sweetness in that also. In that is coming from my Allah. But because we are slaves, because we are bandas, because we are weak, we do not show strength. We say, Ya Allah, we are extremely weak, do not test us. The person asks for shifa if he is sick, and he asks for wealth if he is poor, and he asks for strength if he is weak. And say, oh Allah, even if that sickness is in the form of a rahmat and a mercy, which it is, for those who are pious, righteous, and for others, forgiveness of sins, people like us. But even if it is in the form of mercy of whatever kind, then we ask you to change it to the mercy of good health. And if the weakness is a mercy, change it to the mercy of strength. And if that poverty was in the form of mercy, then change it to the mercy of good wealth, prosperity. Then see what sukoon the person enjoys. Isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna. Isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna. Kabhi dil pe sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna. اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا, کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا, کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا. That is the only way that a person will pass through this life. Sometimes he will have to make so much of shukr. And sometimes he will have to make sabr. Only two routes. And both routes take you to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is not that wealth which will bring that happiness. Because oil wealth and everything didn't bring it. If that wealth is earned correctly and used correctly, then it will bring happiness. That means again it will be the fulfillment of the hukam of Allah Ta'ala which will bring the happiness. And sukoon in the heart. So, hey, isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna, kabhi dil se sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna. That's all. میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا میرے عاشقوں میں جینا میرے عاشقوں میں مرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا یہ تیری رضا میں جینا یہ تیری رضا میں جینا یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا یہ تیری رضا میں جینا یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا میری عبدیت پہ یا رب یہ تیرا فضل کرنا My beloved Allah, to live in your raza, in your pleasure, and to die in your pleasure. I am your abd, I am your slave, I am your servant. If I am blessed with that tawfiq to live and die in your raza and in your pleasure, irrespective of what condition, then that is a great ni'mat and a great bounty. It's your fazal upon me. Therefore, meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashikon mein jeena, tere aashikon mein. I am your slave, I am your servant. I will keep on making tawbah and istighfar over my weakness and my shortcomings. My beloved Allah, you with your kindness and your ihsan and your fazl, you seek forgiveness from me. As I mentioned in the Monday night bayan, what qualification does a baby have? For a gift, there is no need for a qualification. The gifts that we give to friends, to family members, to parents, to children, or to others, then there we don't look at qualification. Then this child must be highly qualified, then I will give gift. That baby upon whom that mother is showing so much of compassion and kindness and mercy, Believe me, this example touched my own heart. Allah Ta'ala put the example and He made me, touched my own heart, He touched. I teared over it when I went home also, thinking of Allah Ta'ala's ihsan. The example that I gave, that if there is a, or the parable or the analogy, that baby, absolutely useless, absolutely useless. Has anybody ever told a baby that please help me to go to the post office and bring this and that, or just carry this weight for me and deliver it there, or drive the car there, or clean the house, or sweep the floor, or wash the dishes? Has any baby been told that? But look at the love and the compassion and the mercy, and look at Allah Ta'ala's ihsan, that without any deserving, Allah Ta'ala turns the blood into milk in the mother's breast to feed the baby. And then that mother also without that child, or the father also without that child, really deserving anything, but look at the gifts that they shower upon the child. No qualification is required. In fact, the only qualification that the child has is helplessness and uselessness and worthlessness. That's all. That's the qualification. If you ask what degrees this child has, that's the degrees. So, oh Allah, we are like that baby that has come into this world, useless, helpless. And oh my beloved Allah, open up your treasures. Your ni'mats and your bounties are unlimited upon us. We have no qualification except that, that we are full of sins and we are full of weakness and shortcomings. Ye teri raza mein jeena, ye teri raza mein marna. Meri abdiyat pe ya rab, ye tera fazl hai. Oh, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, give us some understanding. What must I do? Time is flying so fast. We have to have some zikrullah now. This is a majlis of zikr. But these few nasihats, that we connect ourselves with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Don't lose hope. Don't lose trust. Irrespective of what kind of conditions. Don't say, my Allah has forgotten me. We have forgotten Allah. Allah ta'ala hasn't forgotten us. Allah is not listening to me. We are not listening to Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is still listening to us. Illallah, ya Allah. Mera koi nahi tere siwa, ay khuda, ay khuda, ay khuda, ay khuda. Mera koi nahi tere siwa, ay khuda, ay khuda, ay khuda, ay khuda. Oh Allah, there is no one for me besides you. Allah Ta'ala is the controller of hearts. He puts love into hearts of the parents, of others. Otherwise, nobody can do anything for us until Allah Ta'ala does not put that love into those hearts. Mera koi nahi tere siwa, ay khuda, ay khuda, ay khuda, ay khuda. Zindagi hai meri tera zikr o liqa, zindagi hai meri tera zikr o liqa. Aur meri maut hai tujhse hoon main juda. Zindagi hai meri tera zikr o liqa, zindagi hai meri tera zikr o liqa. Aur meri maut hai tujhse hoon main juda. Oh Allah, my life is that I remain attached and bonded with you, and I remain close to you. I have your qurb and your ma'rifat and yaqeen and muhabbat, and it is death for me if I have to turn myself away. If I have to distance myself from you, then it is death, it is maut. The ishq of Allah Ta'ala is not complete without the ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It is lazim malzum as they say. Without the ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there is no ishq of Allah ta'ala. اگر نسولِ علاہ و زبان پر کیا اثر ہوگا آہ و فغاں میں, شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے آپ کا عشق ہو قلب و جان. تیرے بن کیوں اندھیرا اندھیرا ہوا, تیرے بن کیوں اندھیرا اندھیرا ہوا, میری دنیا کا شمس و قمر کیا ہوا. تیرے بن کیوں اندھیرا اندھیرا ہوا, میری دنیا کا شمس و قمر کیا ہوا. What has happened to the shams of qamar, the sun and the moon of this world of mine? Oh Allah, the moment your gaze of muhabbat and mercy is turned away because of my sins, then my whole life becomes nothing but darkness. The sun cannot light up my heart and the moon cannot light. My life will become full of darkness, and in darkness a person then hits his head sometime against the wall, sometimes he is bitten by a snake, sometimes he trips and falls, and everything will then happen when the person is distancing himself from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Shams or Qamar will not be able to help him in any way. Inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala gives life, health, and again another opportunity of a majlis or zikr, we will discuss the same thing further. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. La ilaha illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ab to rahe bastada mein aakhir, wirde zubaan hai mere ilah. La ilaha illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. 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 La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de, مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے. او اللہ, give us amnesty my beloved Allah. یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے, جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے. Allah, 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 Allah. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ اللہ اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ اللہ اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 اللہ. As you know that Papa has undergone a bypass and everybody wants to know how she is, how she is. That is their concern, and all those who are making dua, I make dua that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give them jazaya khair, give them the best of rewards for their dua and for their concern, because indeed it is duas which really, really help people around them. The world, alhamdulillah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazl and ihsan are showing some concern and making dua. Madina Sharif, Makkah Sharif, so many khatams in different madaris. So it's nothing of ours, it is only Allah ta'ala's fazl and ihsan. Where can a person have the strength to read so much and get so much of rewards of khatams of Quran Sharif and Yasin Sharif and Durud Tunjina and all Tasbihat and whatever it is. This is what I'm saying, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, His system is very strange. To us, outwardly, it seems very, very difficult. But there are so much of benefits, so much of rewards. So I request you also to make deep-hearted dua. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bless her with complete shifa
صحت تامہ کاملہ عاجلہ دائمہ.
There are many things that we don't normally say and state. But there comes a time when many of our mashayikh have mentioned the excellent qualities or the beautiful qualities of their spouses. That he has been very, very faithful, very loyal. In my most difficult days, you ever heard of the very, very difficult days when there was absolutely nothing that for the material kind or very little of it. When we had to go on the national highway and thump for lift, she used to carry one child in her arm and I used to carry one, an early part of the morning, freezing winter, and we used to thump for lift. For 3-4 years, salary was very, very little. But it was just the desire to serve in that whole area. So we did with small little fridge we had broken down handle, the freezer compartment not working, picked it up for about 5 rand in some auction sale. If you looked at the chairs in the house of different colors, different kinds, if you looked at the house itself, wood and iron building, toilet outside, and at that time when I was getting 90 rands or 100 rands, there were people coming from Johannesburg and offering me 700 to 1,000 rand with a nice house, light, water and everything. But, alhamdulillah, even those days when all the jamaats used to pass, they used to entertain and feed them. Allah Ta'ala give her good health and reward her for all the khidmat that she made. But why I mentioned this is that there is a two-way traffic. It's not one way. Sometimes the wives are extremely good, but our mizaj is such that we can't really take a crooked, and then we blame everything. To make our homes jannat on earth, there has to be consideration. There must be some kind of partnership. These days that partnership is gone. Alhamdulillah, I can say our house has been a jannat on earth for more than 40 years. Allah Ta'ala's blessing. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ey Rabbi Kareem, Ey Rabbi Kareem, Ey Rabbi Kareem, Hamare gunahon ko maaf farma, khataon ko maaf farma, lagzishon se dargusar farma, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most loving Allah, most compassionate, most generous, most kind Allah. How loving you are, how loving you are, how caring you are, how kind you are. My beloved Allah, in spite of all our sins and weaknesses and shortcomings, being the most sinful servants of yours on the surface of the earth, you're still blessing us with so much of your bounty, so much of it. Ey Rabbi Kareem, forgive our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly, unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of night. My beloved Allah, you are Rahim, you are Kareem, you are Sattar, you are Ghaffar. Tu Sattar hai, tu Ghaffar hai, hum gunegar hai, badkar hai. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi, tere siwa koi hamara nahi. My beloved Allah, if you are not ours, nothing is ours. Don't test us, my Allah. Forgive us, forgive us, forgive us. We are extremely weak servants of yours. We cannot take any kind of pain, suffering, difficulty, sickness, weakness, poverty. Ey Rabbi Kareem. ہم ہے تیرے بندے اور تو ہے خدا, ہر گھڑی دینے کو تو تیار ہے اور جو نہ مانگے اس سے تو بیزار ہے. Those who don't ask from you, ay Allah, you become displeased with them. And those who beg of you, you become pleased with them. For your treasures are unlimited, my Allah. If one drop of water from the ocean has to evaporate, still it has decreased by one drop. But, O Allah, your treasures are unlimited, unlimited, and no decrease comes in your treasures even to that extent of a drop, my Allah. We are therefore seeking from your unlimited treasures of ihsan. Ay Rabbi Kareem, humare upar fazal farma, karam farma. Humare hal par raham farma, raham farma. Ay Rabbi Kareem, humare hal par raham farma. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Whosoever they may be, wherever they may be, in hospitals, clinics, homes, Ay Rabbi Kareem, bless each and every one with shifa. Shifa is in your hands. We know that sometimes sickness can be a rahmat and a mercy. But we are extremely weak, even if it is in the form of mercy, change it to the rahmat of good health. Ay Rabbi Kareem, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in poverty, bless them with halal wealth. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whose children have gone astray, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Ay Rabbi Kareem, bless the entire mankind with hidayat. Let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the continents. Ay Rabbi Kareem, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Hone wale ijtema ko qubool farma. Gash talim ijtemaat ko qubool farma. Masajid, madaris, khanqah ko qubool farma. Accept all the anjumans of deen, all the organizations that work within the parameters of sharia. Ay Rabbi Kareem, bless each and every worker of deen with ikhlas. Bless us with your qurb, with your marifat, with yaqeen in you, with tawakkul and trust in you. Ay Rabbi Kareem, bless us with your qurb and your marifat. Make us yours and become ours. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat, my Allah. Fill our hearts with the love and ishq of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ay mere Allah, Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ihsan upon the ummah is so much, so much, so much. Yet our actions and our deeds are such that my beloved Allah, when He is informed that that ummah for whom you suffered so much, the ummah for whom you were stoned in Taif, your shoes were filled with Mubarak blood, the ummah for whom you cried so much, the ummah for whom you were beaten up, you fall down unconscious in Uhud. Your teeth are shattered. That ummah in discos, cinemas, theatres, porn sites, filthy novels and magazines, be-haya, be-sharam, namazes are missing and lacking. Music. Ay Rabbi Kareem, it is in form. So much of adultery, fornication, stealing, cheating, deceiving. So much of corruption in the ummah. So much so that even in the hotel rooms in Medina Sharif and Makkah Sharif, filthy pictures are being watched on the television screens. Filthy music is being heard. Filthy pictures are being brought. Music playing even at the Rosa Mubarak on our cell phones. Ha, mere Allah! How are we going to face Him on the day of Qiyamah? He has to ask that, is this the gratitude that you showed? Ey Khudai bandara ruswamakun, garbadam man sirri man paidamakun. Bless us with the best of dunya and akhirat. Bless us all with the best of dunya and akhirat. Bless the ummah with the best of dunya and akhirat. Bless the Muslim countries with administrators and government, my beloved Allah, which will be pleasing to you. Ay Rabbi Kareem, bless the Muslim government with such rulers who will establish Islamic rule. Bless the Muslim government with stability, my beloved Allah. Ay Allah, unke dushmano ki chalakiyon se unki hifazat farma. Protect them from the mischief, my beloved Allah, of the enemies of Islam. We have become our own enemies today, my beloved Allah. We are destroying the ummah with our own hands. Hamare hal par raham farma. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, our homes, our life and our time. Ay Rabbi Kareem,
All those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Our mashayikh, our asatiza, our friends, our family members. My beloved Allah, meri gharwali ko bhi beintaha sehat de, afiyat de, salamati. Unki bebari ko sehat se badal de. Ey Rabbe kareem, unko shifa-e taam, kamil, ajil, daim, naseeb farma. Unke ehsanat ka unko behtareen ajal de aur badla de. My beloved Allah bless us all with the best of dunya and akhirah. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are well aware of the good wishes, desires, aspirations and tamanna in the hearts of each and every individual that has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. In this majlis of zikr, Ay Rabbe Kareem, fulfill their good wishes, desires, aspirations. Ey Rabbi Kareem, we are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering of each and everyone who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. With your fazl, kindness and ihsan, remove the pain, suffering, hardship and difficulties. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas and especially that of the Dajjal that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم اے رب کریم جس کا بھی ہم پر احسان ہے ان کو تیری شان شان جزا خیر عطا فرما دنیا میں بھی اور آخرت ان اللہ وملائکته یصلون علی النبی يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اے اللہ جتنے ڈاکٹر حضرات خدمت کر رہے اخلاص کے ساتھ کر رہے ان کو بہترین جزا عطا فرما ان کے ہاتھوں میں شفا ڈال برحمتك يا رب.